Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 27th of April. Starting off with 88 Energy or 88 Energy. Here we've had a nice and perhaps rather surprising break above the 50-day moving average. We had that yesterday. That was essentially a treble bottom, treble support there for the shares since the middle of March after the two-day gap up towards 4.5 pence, which was quite an amazing thing to happen. Current situation is that while there's no end-of-day close back below 1.14 pence, the 50-day line, we're looking for a retest of the floor of the gap area towards 2 pence as soon as the end of next month, and only really back below a penny now, really delaying or questioning the recovery argument. Although obviously that stock is not really one for widows and orphans. It might have created a few widows and orphans, in fact, over recent weeks. On to Altitude Group. Here we've got a rising trend channel pointing at as high as a pound. That's a December resistance line projection, and that's valid while we hold above the floor of the channel at 50 pence. Otherwise, we'll be looking for maybe more consolidation between 45 and 55 before the shares head higher. But a pound could be on the cards if, by the end of, let's say, June, if we make reasonable progress above 50 over the next few sessions. Moving along to a stock which is hasn't got much airplay here in the recent past, but that is perhaps a source of regret. Here we can see that Friday's gap through resistance has been held, the floor of the gap, or the top of the gap rather, at £1.17. So while there's no end-of-day close back below that, today's inside day break should have further momentum. The initial target clearly to retest Friday's peak at £1.43. Bigger picture target, maybe over the next 2 to 3 months, maybe by the end of June, is that resistance line projection from back in September, currently pointing us to as high as £1.80. But the bull argument very much in place while we hold above £1.17. That's the magic number to hold over the near term. Another stock of the front foot is Carclo, and just about to see why in a second. Here we've got a situation where we've had a massive key reversal to the upside. That's at resistance, so that does suggest that, let's say, the bears have been caught off guard. What we want to see now is an end-of-day close through the initial April resistance at 39 pence. If we can get that on a daily, weekly close basis, then we're looking for as high as 70 pence by the end of next month, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back in June last year. This stage already back below the 50-day line, currently at 30 pence, really questioning the upside scenario or delaying the upside scenario. Looked at Chamberlain earlier in the week, I think maybe even yesterday, let's say, and making some progress here. The reason for the relative excitement is that looks like we've got the right-hand shoulder of an inverted head and shoulders, even with the suspension there. The floor of the right shoulder at 7.25 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of a broadening triangle from July, as high as 17 pence by the end of next month. If you're cautious on the shares, then maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average, currently around the 9.5 pence level, before deciding that this is a technical buy situation. On to Corcel, which looks like it's rehabilitating itself after peaking at the top of a rising trend channel, which was our original target there towards 2.4 pence. Managed to hit that, but the 20-day line has come in as support yesterday, and while we're above that at 1.76 on an end-of-day close basis, looking for not only for 2.5 pence as a target, maybe over the next couple of weeks, but also as high as 3.5 pence, maybe by the end of May at the current rate of progress. But everything there really hinging on the 20-day line at 1.75 pence holding over the near term. Looked at critical metals several times, but it's good to see the shares above the 20 pence level. That was a bit of a sticking point previously, but now it looks like the shares are on their way. And while we're above old March resistance at 18.5 pence, looking towards 28 or 29 pence at the top of that rising December trend channel, big picture target remains towards 50 pence at that rather obscure September resistance line projection. But I'm still looking or keen on that particular destination for the shares, especially if we have a clean break of the 20 pence area as it looks as though we're going to have. Stock which is going in vertical fashion as well at the moment is eTherapeutics, bounced off the floor of the rising trend channel from back in May last year and currently fighting with the initial 2021 resistance that went back from there in February at 27 pence. End of day or end of week close above 27 pence should be enough to take us up towards 36 pence, which is the top of last year's trend channel. Big picture target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 70 pence, which is an early 2020 resistance line projection. So let's see how that goes. Bull argument very much in place while we hold above the 50-day line, just under 23 pence. Certainly back below that would really question the buy argument. On to another stock which has been something of a winner for us in the recent past, iNexus Global. The retracement from that 16 pence peak earlier this month, rather sharp, quite big in percentage terms. But the good news is that the low there at 9.8 pence was above the old resistance at 9 pence from back in the, back in May last year, at 9 pence. And while we're above 9 pence, looking for a retest of 16 pence over the next few weeks and maybe up to 21 pence by the end of June for iNexus Global. On to Novasit or Novasite, depending on how you want to go for it, to pronounce it. Here we can see that there's been a very strong rebound off the floor of this falling trend channel. I think we're onto this stock on Friday. I think I was looking for an end-of-day close above 402 pence, which we got on Friday, and above that was looking for former resistance, former support in February. That was at £6.30. So far, we're looking for, we've had a peak here at 5.86, so a little bit to go in terms of getting to that old support area, but should get there over the next couple of weeks, maybe, as far as this stock is concerned, especially if there's no end of day close back below the 20-day moving average at 5.19. So above 5.19, still looking for as high as £6.30 over the next couple of weeks. Next situation is one which is perhaps slightly less high profile, but still a very good looking chart situation. Pelatro, here we have the gap through resistance. That was sort of last week, the week before last, and that was held very well. The top of the gap there at 43 pence, we never went near it after we had the gap higher. Our current situation is that at least while we're above yesterday's low, which is at 52 pence on an end of day close basis, looking towards 80 pence as soon as the end of next month. That 80 pence is at the top of a rising trend channel from back in December. So we'll see how we go with that particular situation. Rather slow situation, but one which could grind higher quite well is Quadrise Fuels. Here we've just had a breakout through the 4 pence area, consolidating that move through that old August peak, 3.8, and while we're above 3.8 pence, looking towards that resistance line projection from March last year, as high as 8 pence, and that may be seen as soon as the end of next month. Stock which I meant to look at, I think, just a few days ago, but missed out on looking at, is Transcend Technologies, maybe just as well, because today has been the big breakout day, the last peak there at 86 pence, so above 86 on an end-of-day close basis. We could be looking at £1.20 or £1.25 at the top of the rising trend channel from November 2019. Time frame on that, as soon as the end of next month or certainly by the end of June, and the upside valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 76 pence. Finishing off with the punter's favourite, or one of the favourites at the moment, Vast. And here we've had the shares trying to make sure that anybody who's long on the stock will get stopped out. So we have had a week or so of sub 0.08 price action. Current situation, though, is that an end of day close above the 50-day moving average, just shy of 0.1 pence, could be the trigger for a move towards that January resistance line projection as high as 0.16 pence. And the time frame on that particular target is as soon as the end of next month, but at least while we're above 0.09, looking like a recovery situation at Vast Resources, obviously a long-awaited one after the gaps the gap down and then the lower lows that we've seen since December. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.